We are on Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, top of the Amud. In the Mishnah, we distinguished between the Chatas that had its dam caught in one cup and the Chatas that had its dam caught in two cups. And what we said in the Mishnah was that if the dam was caught in one cup, then you did chutz, and then you did pnim, right? And then, or you did pnim, and then you did chutz. We said you were chayav shekula roi bifnim, because all of it would have been suitable for bifnim. Mayor, can you pass me one of those sheets, please? I forgot to keep one here. Thank you. It's always good as a reminder of what I have, what I've actually put out there. So we had distinguished between where the dam was caught in one cup and where the dam was caught in two cups, and the Gemara now revisits that point. Bishlam atapa kufid beizamad aleph tapa 112a. Bishlam avachutz v'chazav v'nasan bifnim shekulo roi lios bifnim. I get it when you say that if you did it outside and then you did it inside, so I understand that you're going to be chayav because it all should have been done inside. Aval bifnim v'helen b'chutz, but if you first did it inside and then you did it outside, so shirayim ninu. What's done outside is simply leftovers from your avoda, and therefore should not really be called halas chutz. To which the answer you knew was coming is, Hamani, whose view is this? Rabbi Nechemyahi, right? We remember Rabbi Nechemyahi, it's on the last couple of days. He says that we consider the shirayim that are supposed to be placed at the yisod, we consider that to be a bona fide avoda, and therefore, if you do it outside, you're going to be chayav. That was the position of Rabbi Nechemyah, we know that. But the Gemara says not so fast. E Rabbi Nechemyah, if it's really Rabbi Nechemyah, Ema Seifa, look at the end of the Mishnah, which talks about two kosos. The Seifa said, Kibal dama b'shnei kosos, nasan shneim b'fnim potter. If you catch the dam in two kosos, you put them both inside potter, and we explained already, potter doesn't mean potter, that's what's supposed to happen. Shneim b'chutz, you do them both outside chayiv, which is also fairly clear. Echad b'fnim v'echad b'chutz potter, but if you do one inside and then one outside, you're potter. Why are you potter? V'amar Rabbi Nechemyah sherei adam shekriven b'chutz chayiv. Rabbi Nechemyah believes that you are chayiv for doing the dam outside, the shirayim outside. Why is it when you have two cups, the second cup isn't called shirayim? So the Gemara answers, Seifa asar l'tana kama d'Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon. The Seifa follows the view of the Tana who disagreed with Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon. In the side margin, they tell you, and it seems that Rashi has this also, the Uman Tana d'Pali galed Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Nechemyah. They say that actually is the view of Rabbi Nechemyah. D'Amar kos osed dichoy l'chavero. He says there's a difference between having the dam in one cup and having the dam in two cups. If you have the dam in two cups and you use the first, that actually is dochet, pushes off the second one. It disqualifies the second one. The second one is not called shirayim of the first. The second one is actually possible. You see Rashi, Rabbi Nechemyahi, it's the second and then third of the narrow lines. Rabbi Nechemyahi de Paligale, the Amar Hatha Kibel Dama Bekos Echad Nasam Bifnim Bechazav Nasam Bechutz Chayev. It's Rabbi Nechemyah's view. Rabbi Nechemyah first said, if you catch the Dama in one cup and you put the Dama inside and then outside, so you're going to be Chayev to Shirayim Ninu, because what you put outside is a Shirayim of the first, to Shirayim Adam Shekriv Bechutz Chayev, and you're liable for doing the Shirayim, the remnants, outside. The Echad de Kibu Bishnekosos. However, where they catch it in two cups, Omar, he said, that's why I think Rashi has that addition that's in the margin, Rashi seems to say it, that it's Rabbi Nechemyah is still talking, there he says, Potter, you are Potter, Alma Kos, Sheni, Lav Shirayim Chashivle, you see that the second cup is not called Shirayim, Ela Dichui Haya, Lishboch La'ama, Dachui Haya, really, Lishboch La'ama, it was Nidcha, it should have been dumped out in the Amma that runs through the Azara, Helchach L'machayev Alei Bachutz, there's no liability, because it's not a real Avoda when you put it outside the Beis HaMikdash. So that's the difference between blood in one cup and blood in two cups. The Mishnah then, after bringing this business of the cups, made a comparison that wasn't quite clear. The comparison was to the case in which a person designated two animals for his karban chatas sequentially. First he designated one animal for his karban chatas, he then lost that one, and so he designated a second one to replace the first, and then, oops, he found the first, and now he has two animals, and he wants to know what he's supposed to do. So we compare that to the case in which you have dam in two cups. And that's what we had said. So we said, if you have such a case, and you shech the first one inside the Beis HaMikdash, and then you shech the second one outside the Beis HaMikdash, you're going to be potter when you do the second one outside, just like you're potter with the dam, if they're in two cups. So the Gemara asks, first they quote you the Mishnah, and it asks, why do I need this? What does this comparison come to add? What is it teaching me? So, Hamani, the Gemara answers, you know who's speaking there? Rebbe. That's Rebbe, and Rebbe teaches me an important lesson. We distinguish between where you set up the second animal as a replacement for the first, versus where you set them both up simultaneously, saying one of them will be carbon and one of them will not be used as the carbon. One of them is for backup, but I don't know which one is which. The Da'amar Avuda Bishas Hafrasha Mesa. The Rebbe says that if the first animal was lost at the time that you designated the second one, then the first one is not really a carbon anymore. What happens is, it's meant to die. It's not a carbon. And therefore, if I bring it outside the Beis HaMikdash, I didn't bring a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash. As opposed to where I set up two carbonos, l'achrayus, initially I knew when I set them up that one of them was not going to be a carbon. That's a different story, as we'll now spell out in the Gemara. He says, v'hachi k'amar, this is what Rebbe was saying. Taima, the reason why you're punter for the second one is da'avda, is because the first one was lost and then you set up the second one. However, if you set up two for achrayus as a backup, meaning to be responsible such that if one is gone, then you'll lose the other, then chada minayu meikara olahi. Then you knew from the beginning one of them was going to be an ola. You didn't know which. It's a brera issue. But you knew that whichever one wasn't going to be brought as a chatas is in fact going to be brought as an ola. That's the idea. Uchad Rav Huna Marav, as Rav Huna said, citing Rav, Da'amar Rav Huna Marav, because he said, Asham shenitak lere'iya v'shchata ustam, kasher la'ola. If you have a carbon asham that's supposed to end up getting a mum and being redeemed, and then instead you shechted it, so it's acceptable as an ola. So to hear it's acceptable as an ola. We're going to come back to that point, but I wanted to see a Rashi first. Yes, exactly like Kitzim Mizbeach. If you take a look at Rashi first, though, there's a Rashi there, Lama Davar Doma, right? Lama Davar Doma Lamali. You go down from there. The Hamani Rebbe Hida Omar, that's really the one you want. Hamani Rebbe Hida Omar, but Mesechas Temura. It's Rebbe who said in Temura, Avuda Bishas Hafrasha Mesa. If it's lost, and then you designate a second one, and then you find the first, so you just let it die. Kechadas Shekipru Be'ala. It's just like a Chadas, where you designate a carbon Chadas, but then you take care of the Kapara in some other way, so that's one of the Chataos Hamesos. It's one of the Chataos that are left to die, right? The Chamesh Chataos Hamesos. So one of them is Chadas Shekipru Be'ala. The kaimalan, the azalamisa, we know it's left to die. Afilo haisa rishona avuda b'shash miskaper b'shnia. Even if the first one is found before you use the second, ela b'shash hafrash, it was only lost when you designated the second. Umishehifrish zu tachteha nimseis, and when you designated the second one after that, the first one was found. Kaimalan ba, we know that. The imniskaper ba'achas mehen shnia mesa. Once you use one of them, the second one, whichever the second one is left to die. V'hachika amar tana demasnisin. So this is what the Tana in our Mishnah was saying. Taima, the reason why you're potter when you bring the second one outside, is the avda. Because the first one had been lost. Kolomar zusha hufresha al yedei ibud chavertahu. V'chishochet achas mehen b'chutz achas shekar v'chaverta potter. He says, when this one is designated specifically because the first one was lost, that's the case in which we say that if you shecht one of them outside after the other was been brought, then you're potter. Didamielakos dachui. That's like the case in which I have two cups. One cup was used, the other one is nidcha. Right? It's meant to be spilled out, just like this animal that's meant to be left to die. Mishum de Karebi Sviralei, the Ava Lamisa Azli. He says like Rebbe. Aval Hamafreshte Chatos Lachrayus Meikara. But if you initially designated two Chatos, one as a makeup for the other, Shim Tavara Achas Yiskaber Bachaverta, that if one would be lost, then the other would be used. Dafilu Rebbe Moda Bode Miskaper Bachas Mein Rashnia Tirev, Dameh La Ola Lakaritza Mizbeach, La Ola Lakaritza Mizbeach. Then even Rebbe would agree that you use one, and the other one becomes an Ola, not directly. You redeem it when it gets a mum, and then you use the money for Kaitza Mizbeach. Right, it's not mesa. That's the key point. V'chein l'rabbanan ba'avuda b'sh'az hafrasha d'islu tira. And so too, the Rabbanan will say that if you lose the first one, you also let that one graze and get a mum. That's against the view of Rebbe. Ba'u l'amrinan dim shchata b'chutz l'shnia d'nifter. And therefore they'll say, if you brought the second one outside, you're not a potter. Because then the second one also was suitable as a karban ola. V'av agadu l'chatchila lo karva, Igufa, Ola, Ella Dimeyan, granted that this second one doesn't become an Ola physically. It's only that its money is used for an Ola. Chayav Alea Bachutz, you shacht it outside, you are going to be Chayav. Diakrava Ledida Gufa, Ola Bifnim, Miskabelasi, because had you brought it as an Ola physically, it would have been accepted, yes? The position of Rabbi Nechemia would probably be the same. I don't think we're saying that Rabbi Nechemia would disagree. Rabbi Nechemia only made a statement where it's called Shirayim, and here we're saying it's not Shirayim. I think he would agree. Yeah.
Same argument.
I think so. Yeah. I can't prove that, but I think so. So the point is that that's the distinction between where the first one was, where the second one came in when the first one was out of the picture, and when the second one came in initially as part of the picture. So we then made a comparison back in our Gemara. Rav Huna, we brought in this issue of an asham. We said, this is like a carbon asham, where the asham is left to get a mum and be redeemed. So the Gemara says, what? Where did that come in? Midami, what comparison is there to Rav Huna's statement? Hasam asham zachar va'ola zachar. Sure, with an asham, if it's left to get a mum, you can redeem it and then use the money to bring an ola. That can actually happen because the asham is like an ola. The asham is a male animal, the ola is a male animal. Theoretically, this animal could be an ola. If you were to bring it as an ola, it would work. Well, you're not supposed to. You're not supposed to. It's supposed to not be brought. It's supposed to be redeemed. However, had you brought it as an ola, it would have worked. Aval chatas, nekevahi. But your chatas is a nekeva. What do you mean you could have brought it as an ola? Amar v'chia mi yostinia. Yostinia, right next to he says Besar Nasi. He says we're talking about the goat brought by the Nasi. If he brought a backup as the backup for that, that's a male animal. That's a male chatos, and therefore theoretically it could have become an ola itself. Okay, Hadronach Hashochi Bamale. That was a fun parak. New parak. This parak is the one. Yes.
Yeah. We finish this in the second next week, and if anybody's interested in the seum for this
barbecue.
Perhaps on a Friday night, you can either talk to me or possibly even what is so good at arranging these things.
Don't get any involved with that.
Okay, let's go right to here. He's going to leave, otherwise he's going to say, oh, 6:30, I got to get out. No, we got to make sure to get in something.
Should I have to Rashi today?
Yes. In your honor. The next parak here, parak paras chatas, is the one that makes you say, wow, if only Yehol Svachim had been like this parak, I would have understood a lot more. This is the one that's going to finally clarify for us all the issues of bamos. When you can use a bama, when you can't use a bama. It will still continue in this issue of ha'alah as well. Ha'alah as chutz. It's going to give us, though, a lot more information that we really should have had all along about what was going on. It'll also give you the agadata of the only agadata really in Zvachim that's very well known. There are other agadata. We've seen other agadata, but the best known agadata in Zvachim is yet to come. So we'll see that too. Mishnah starts out, though, on this issue of ha'alas chutz, and more of the definition issues. If you see on the sheet, I gave you a list of the ones that we're going to deal with. Paras chatas, by which we mean the para aduma. Shesirafa, according to our edition, chutz migita. You're supposed to burn the body of the para aduma after it's been shechted outside the Beis HaMikdash, and there's a special place called a gat where you're going to do it. A gat, like we talk about with a wine press. It's a lower area that things descend into. So you'll see in the Gemara, we're going to talk about this term gat. The Rashi tells you right here, though, that's lashon gat klomer makom amok. He says that it's a deeper area. It's not really a deeper area. Sorry?
Technically, by Arizetu.
We're going to see, but yeah. So if you burned it in the wrong place, is that called an avoda outside the Beis HaMikdash? Our edition says Srefa. Rashi's edition, as well as Tosvos, has it too, is Shechita, if you shechted it in the wrong place. And frankly, Tosvos points out, even editions that say Srefa will include Shechita. Taras HaKodesh explains the reason to choose Shechita over Srefa here is because the pasuk we're going to bring in the Mishnah, Be'al Pesach Ol Moed Lo Hevi'o, is talking about Shechita. Shechita's chutz, not really Halah's chutz. So it really should be Shechita here. Nonetheless.
Yeah, but that's why it says God, place it says, because that's why you're burning it there to protect the surrounding areas.
I mean, he says the God is designed for Srefa. He's going on to he's discussing the language of the term God that's actually used. Why we use that term? But he says the same thing would be true. The same thing would be true if we said Shechita. There's also a separate issue that Tara Zakharish points out. If it was Srefa, that would be the equivalent of Ha'alah. And the rest of the cases would be Ha'alah, which is problematic because we're going to talk about a Balmum Over, an animal with a temporary blemish, and Rabbi Shimon is going to say you're Chayav if you bring it outside the Beis HaMikdash, because you could have done it later when it's mum healed. But you couldn't if you're talking about Ha'alah. Once it's been shechted, the mum isn't going to heal. Mumin don't heal after the animal's already been shechted. So that's why Shechita actually makes more sense than Ha'alah in that sense. In any case, the Mishnah says, if you burn or shecht the paraduma in the wrong place, v'chein sar ha-mishtaleach shehikriv b'chutz, or if you do the avoda of the sar ha-mishtaleach, the scapegoat from Yom Kippur, in the wrong place, potter. The pasuk is from Shechutei Chutz, if you remember from a few days back. You didn't bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, so that's where you're liable. Liability for Allah's Chutz assumes that it's something that should have been brought in the Beis HaMikdash. This wasn't supposed to be in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, you're not liable. So those are two issues in which the avoda doesn't suit. Now we talk about where the animal doesn't suit. Haroveyaba nearby, an animal that was involved in this act with a person, either Oveya or the Nirva, Vahamukza, the animal that was dedicated for Avodah Zarah, Vahanevat, it was actually worshipped, Vahamachir, the animal that was traded for a dog, Vahesnan, the Esnan, the Zona, the gift for the Zona, Vahakilayim, Vahatrefa, as well as an animal that's a product of mixed species illegally, or an animal that is a trefa, Vyotse Dauphin, born from a C-section. All these cases, these animals are not kosher as korbanos. So Shekrivan Bachutz, in all these cases, if you brought them outside, Potter, it's not going to be. You're not going to be liable. Shneimar lefnei Mishkan Hashem. It has to be an animal that should have been in front of the Mishkan of Hashem. Kol she'ein roi lavo lefnei Mishkan Hashem, ein chayav an olav. If it wasn't suitable for Mishkan Hashem, then you're not going to be liable for doing it outside. Bali mumin, blemished animals. So we distinguish. The Tanakhama says bein bali mumin kavu and bein bali mumin ovrin. Whether they are complete bali mumin, they're always going to be bali mumin. It's never healing or not. Shekrivim b'chutz, by the way, if you take a look down the Yomud, you will notice this is all Mishnah. We get all the Mishnayos of the Perek coming up right here. Instead of dividing them up, think like the beginning of Sanhedrin, or the one in Shavuos we have like that. So he says, whether it's a permanent or a temporary mum, shekrivim b'chutz, if you bring it outside the Beis HaMikdash, potter, because it's a baal mum. That's the Tanakhama. Rabbi Shimon disagrees regarding the mum over. That's the one I had mentioned earlier. Rabbi Shimon Omer, bale mum in kavu and potter. Rabbi Shimon says, if it's a temporary baal mum, then I agree you're potter. Permanent baal mum, I was close. You're potter. Bale mum in overin, whereas if it's a temporary mum, then chayav or over, depending on your addition, below sase, you violated an isser. As Rashi says, below sase, ho'al u'yin la'a. Actually, no, excuse me, that Rashi's not on this. We didn't get to that Rashi yet. I jumped the gun. He says, there is a lo sase. The Gemara is going to explain what. The Gemara is going to that's on what's coming up. We didn't get to it yet. The Gemara is going to explain there's a specific lo sase regarding the mum over. It's not because you could have waited. Could have waited is going to come up later. There's a specific pasuk the Gemara is going to mention. Torim shalegiyas manan. Remember the two types of birds we use as karbanos, Tor and Ben Yona. So the Tor has to be over a certain age. The Ben Yona has to be under a certain age. The way you remember it is Ben Yona means that it's younger. That's the idea. The Ben prefix tells you that it's younger. So the Torah is supposed to be older. The Ben Yona is supposed to be younger. So if you use Torim Shaloigiyazman, an underage Torim, Ubne Yona Sha'avarzman, or a Ben Yona that's already aged out, Shikrivim Bechutz, and you did it outside the Beis HaMikdash, potter. You are going to be potter. And Rashi gives you the simanim here for the age, at the point when the neck is yellowing and all of that. Rabbi Shimon disagrees regarding the case of the Torah. Rabbi Shimon over Bnei Yonah shavar zman and potter. He says, I agree that the Ben Yonah you're going to be potter for. However, Torim, the Torim shlo gi zman and below sase. There is a low sase in the Torim, and that's where he makes the comment, hol ruyin la'achar zman, since they would have been suitable had you waited. And in this case, it's not like the mum over, where maybe the mum will heal, maybe the mum will not. Age, we know, being too young, it always gets healed. They wait long enough. So he says, you could have waited. Then the lo sase will apply for someone who shechts it outside. We still don't know what the lo sase is. The Gemara is going to tell us.
Rabbi Halev, Rashi actually does say that.
I'm sorry?
Rabbi Halev, the last line in Rashi, Eber below sase.
Yeah. Okay.
He does say.
Okay, so he did say it there. Osoves bino umuchusir zman potter. What if you have a case of osoves bino? So its mother, let's say, was already shechted that day, and therefore you shouldn't shecht it that day. Or muchusir zman, it's lacking in time, not like the tar and the ben yonah, but it's an animal in the first 8 days of its life. Or we're going to see that the owner is mechusar zman, as we'll see in the Gemara in about another five lines, in the Mishnah another five lines. In all these cases, the Tanakhama says potter. Rabbi Shimon Amar is a low sase. Rabbi Shimon says, no, this is also in my low sase. Because here's the defining rule for Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol shu roi lavo la'achar zman. If it was suitable to be brought after, if it was going to be suitable to be brought after a while, haray ze below sase, then there's a low sase against bringing it outside. Ve'en bo kares, but it's not kares. Because this animal currently is not suitable.
First case too?
All of the above. Yeah. This is Rabbi Shimon's defining rule for everything he's disagreed with.
Well,
I see what you're
saying.
Right, no. Right, it will apply to all. He's going to bring the pasuk later on in the Gemara, but you're right. This is the defining principle for all of them. The Chacham say it's all or nothing. Either it's kares or it's garnished. What is Mechusar Zman that we're talking about? Mechusar Zman, bein begufo, bein bebaolav. Whether the animal is physically unready, it's underage, it's within that first 8 days of life, or bebaolav, that the owner is not ready yet. Ezu Mechusar Zman bebaolav. What does that mean? How is the owner unready? So it's somebody who is essentially not ready. He's mechusar kapara for time reasons. The ezim mechusar zman bebaalav hazav vehazava, who are still in, you may suffer on. They're still in the days of counting. Vahayoledes, the woman who gave birth and is still within that period, but she can't bring the karban. Vahmitzora, as well as the mitzora who is not yet ready for purification. Shekrivu chatasam vahashamam bachutz, they brought their chatas or asham, bless you, outside the Beis Hamikdash, and they did it early. While there's still mechusar zman. So in such a case, we say, peturin, they are potter. And the reason is, as Rashi explains, she'in miskalu bifnim lo l'chola v'lo l'dava. Their carbon would not have been accepted inside the Beis HaMikdash, not as an obligation and not even as a voluntary carbon, as opposed to the next four words of Mishnah, bless you, olo seyin v'shalmeyan. If they bring a carbon ola, they bring a carbon shlamim, having nothing to do with their tumah, bachuz, and they do it outside the Beis HaMikdash while they are still ineligible for carbonos, then chayav, and they're going to be chayav, and the reason they're going to be chayav is because theoretically, Shari Miskavlos, Rashi says, Bifnim, the Dava Lishman, they could have been accepted inside the Beis HaMikdash. You couldn't have had the Mitzvah walk into the Beis HaMikdash to do it, but the carbon could have been brought. Hamala Mibisar Chatos, now we get to a whole set of cases, parts of Karbanos that should have been for Achila, they should have been for consumption. So Hamala Mibisar Chatos, Mibisar Asher, Mibisar Kachim Kachim, Mibisar Kachim Kalim, if you bring meat from a Karban Chatos that the Kohanim should have eaten, Asham, that should have been eaten, Kachim Kachim, that should have been eaten by the Kohanim, Kachim Kalim, that could have been eaten by the Bailim for that matter. Umosar HaOmer, when you bring the Omer after you do your Kemitza, the remnant of it could be eaten by the Kohanim. Ushtei Alechem, the two loaves of Shavuos, which should have been up for consumption. Velechem Aponim, the showbread from Shabbos, that should have been up for eating. Ushiari Menachos, after you do the Kemitza from a Mincha, the rest of it should be edible. So all those cases are things that should have been eaten. And And then, avodos other than the ones we've already discussed. We talked about shechita, we talked about zrika. What about other avodos? Vahayotzeik, he put the oil into the mincha outside the Beis HaMikdash. Vahposes, you break it up, right? Pasoso sapitim, the pasuk says. You broke up the minchas mafe. It's supposed to be broken up like that into pieces, a kazayis size, not kazayis size, we'll see. Vahbolel, you mix up the flour with the oil. Vahmoleach, you put salt on the carbon. Vahmenif, you pick up you do the tenufa, you pick up the mincha. Vahmagish, you bring it close to the mizbech. These are all menachos acts. Vamisader es hashulchan, or you set up the shulchan. Vameitiv es haneros, you fix up the neros of the menorah we're talking about now. You're ready, preparing it for use. Vakometz vamekabel damim. We had this discussion back on Kuf Zayin, right, about these. We were quoting this mishnah. You do kemitza, or you catch the dam of the carbon b'chutz outside the Beis HaMikdash. For all of these, potter, you are exempt from liability, and the Gemara is going to talk about how we know that. Ve'ein, we have chayav and olav lo, or ve'ein bahem is the other possibility. Lo mishum zarus, there is no issue of being a zar when you do these avodos. We're going to come back to this Rashi in a moment. Ve'lo mishum tumah, there's no issue of doing it when you're tamei either. Ve'lo mishum chusar begadim, or if a kohen does it without wearing the uniform. Ve'lo mishum shelo rechutz yadayim v'raglayim, and there's no issue of doing it before washing. What do you mean by they saying there's no issue of these? So we have to see these Rashis. Because Shechita, we said you are liable outside the Beis HaMikdash. Shechut Echutz. Shechita and Halah, we know you are. Zrika, you are. It's only the question of these. Here we're talking about the ones you're potter for. So Rashi says, Ein ben mishum zarus. There's no issue of being a zar. So you're asking why we didn't mention Shechita for the zar. Take a look at this Rashi. He says, Ein ben mishum zarus chiyuv misa. The answer is these are things that are aser to do, but there's no misa bidei shamayim for doing them. By shechita, you're actually allowed to do the shechita as a zar. He says kol hanoch haktaros, all of these different acts of haktara by the things that are not that are not eligible for the mizbech that are supposed to be eaten. But davar shadagan lechol lav haktara ninu, that's not called haktara. But kol hanoch avodos, and as far as these other avodos, how will v'yesh achrei an avoda, since they're not the ultimate avoda, it's not avoda tama, ein a zar chayv alei misa. There's no misa bidei Shemayim for doing them. Kedarmino Perak Rishona, Barishona, I should say, as the Gemara Numa says, Avodas Matana has to be done by Kohanim. Velo Avodat Siluk, not Avoda of removal. Avoda Tama, Velo Avoda Shiesh Achrei Avoda. That's from the Psukim there regarding Avoda that's done by Ezar. So it's only Avoda Tama, only if it's a complete, a finishing Avoda, not an Avoda that can be followed by another Avoda. Velo Mishum Tuma. And you're not liable, again, the serious liability if you do it when you're tamei. Kohen tamei sheshimesh. If a kohen who is tamei does the avoda, does haras zarus v'shimush betuma mechad kronafki mivina vina zru v'lo yechalalu. The warning up, don't do this if you're a zar, don't do this if you're tamei, comes from the same pasuk. So if you're liable for one, you're liable for the other. And then the next Rashi, v'lo mishum mechuser begadim, if he's out of uniform, de'inu nami kazar. A kohen who's out of uniform is like a zar. Bizman shein bigdei an alein ein kuna. If they're not wearing the uniform, they're not called kohanim. Vavalu zarim, and therefore they count as zarim. And if a zar is potter, so they're potter. And then v'lomishum shalor chutz yadayim v'raglayim. Also, if he is unwashed, gomer chuka mimechuser begadim. We learn that by gzereshava from mechuser begadim, from the kohen who's out of uniform. Hasam le'in achule avoda. Regarding that, it's as far as saying that the avoda that he does is chulin. It doesn't work. Le'in misanami and ungarmin lamei hasam. And also, as far as Misa Bidei Shemayim, for both purposes. Now we get to the big question. I brought you a table here, less because it's needed in order to understand this Mishnah, and more because it's good to have for reference. When you want to know when you could use a Bama and what you could do with a Bama, this table sums up what we're going to say here. Ad Shalu Hukam HaMishkan. Before the Mishkan was set up, Hayu Abamos Mutaros. Bamos were Mutar. Va'avoda b'becharos. And the avoda was done by the becharos. Umishahukam HaMishkan. Once the Mishkan was set up, phase two, Nesru Abamos. Bamos became off limits. Va'avoda b'kohanim. And the avoda was done by the kohanim. Kachay kachim, high level karbanos nechal and lifnim menaklaim, had to be within the courtyard of the Mishkan. The kachim kalim b'chol machne Yisrael. You could eat kachim kalim anywhere in machne Yisrael, which is the parallel to Yerushalayim. Bola Gilgal, you then hit phase three. You arrive in Gilgal. That's when the Jews first enter Eretz Yisrael. And at that point, Hutru Abamos, Bamos become permitted once again. Rashi says this was during the 7 years of conquest and 7 years of division of the land. That's the period Hutru Abamos, when Bamos are alright. And at that point, Kadshe Kadshim Nechalim Lifnim Naklaim, high-level Karbanos, still have to be eaten within the Klaim. Now, what does that mean? Take a look at Rashi. Kadshe Kadshim at the bottom of the outside column. Hanechalim, those that are supposed to be eaten, Lokard B'Bamas Yachid, could not be brought on a private Bama. When we say Bamos become permitted, we don't mean for Kadshe Kadshim purposes. The, not carbon tzibur necessarily, it's a kajim kajim division. You have no menachos on a bama, and also anything that you couldn't voluntarily give, just stam, meaning like a shlamim, isn't brought on a private bama. You can bring an ola on a private bama. Chatas and asha have to be brought on the bama's tzibur. That's the rule. The Mishnah, though, says, kachim kav, kachim kalim, that's the shlamim that I mentioned before, b'chol makom, those you can do anywhere and you can eat anywhere. And Rashi explains why at the top of the next column. Kalim b'chol makom, dekeven shabatlu ha-degalim, since the degalim, meaning the camps from the Midbar, are now null, ve'ein ha-yu'ochim b'chol ha-aretz le-kavsha, they traveled around the land to conquer their portions, v'alo ha'isa chanayas and svivos ha-mishkan, they didn't live in a camp around the Mishkan, batla kedushas machne Yisrael. Machne Yisrael loses its status, and now it's spread out everywhere. Rashi also notes, Meister Sheni lo huskar kan, no one discusses what happens with Meister Sheni at this stage, at the Gilgal stage, lefish lo nagu Meisteros av l'acha Yerusha v'yeshiva, because Meister doesn't begin until after the 14 years. So therefore it's irrelevant until this point. That's why on the sheet I just have a line, it's not applicable. Okay. Back in our Mishnah, I want to come back to the Bechoros thing at the end, because there's a lot to say about the Bechoros. But let's first get through this. Bo l'shilo, nesru abamos. They arrive in Shilo, bamos are now off limits. V'lo hayasham tikra, ela beis avanim bilvad milamatan, v'ayrios milamalon. And they, or Uyurios Milamalon. You didn't have a roof to this Mishkan in Shiloh. All you had was a building made of stone, and you had Urios, you had the curtains that overhung it, and that's your roof in Shiloh after those first 14 years. Yes. V'hi haisa menucha. It's more than a bama gedola. This is when he says, lo basam ha'atel ha'menucha ve'la nachala. Moshe says to the Jews, you can bring wherever you want. You haven't yet come to menucha and nachala. Menucha is a reference to Shiloh. And at this point, kachay kachim ne'achalun lefnim and aklaim. Kachay kachim have to be at Shiloh within the boundaries. V'kachim kalim u'maisur sheni b'chol ha'roa. And kachay kalim, you have to be able to see Mishkan Shiloh in order to bring it. The Gemara is going to explain how I know that from Sukkim. And maisur sheni, ditto. That's what Yerushalayim now is. You have to be able to see Shiloh. Yeah.
That doesn't belong there.
Interesting.
But it's the parts of the pottery from like in the ring looking down in the valley.
Oh, interesting. This ring. Very interesting. Okay.
That's what they're saying from Kiswani.
Okay. Sure. Bol and Nova Givon. They arrived in Nov and Givon. Nov and Givon are the next stage. Shiloh gets destroyed by the Plishtim. So they go to Nov, really, first. Shaul destroys Nov after that incident with David. And then they move on from there to Givon. Hutra Bamos. At that point, Bamos are permitted. Kachay Kachim Nechalim Lefnim and Aklam. Kachay Kachim. High level Karbanos still require this Bama Gedola. Kachim Kalim. Bechol Ara Yisrael. And Meister Sheni, as well, they note in the margin, can be done anywhere. Then Bol Yerushalayim, you go to build the base Hamikdash. Nesra Bamos are now off limits. V'lohaya lahen od heter, and they never became usable again. V'yaisa nachala, that's nachala el amenucha ve'el nachala. Kachim kachim nechalim lefnim and aklaim. High level korbanos inside the klaim. We know in the Azara kachim kalim u'maisur sheni lefnim and achoma. Kachim kalim u'maisur sheni within Yerushalayim. So that's the order of things, when Bamos were allowed, when they were not allowed, and which Karbanos were done where. It's a very important point of reference. In terms of this Bechor, the Berakah Shimon suggests that there are actually two types of Avoda of the Bechor, because the Bechoros are licensed twice. The Rambam writing on this Mishnah says that from the time of Adam, a Bechor could already serve in the Beis HaMikdash. The Bechor was already suitable for Avoda. And the problem is that it seems like it's from Makas Bechoros. The Bechor is dedicated to Hashem because he was spared in Makas Bechoros. So the Berkas Shimon, who's Rosh Shiva and Shibin, says that there are two separate things. It's all of them. It's all of them. And the Levim are for theirs and the Kohanim for theirs.
We did the Makas Shekel.
Yeah, so the Bechor is Hukdash. The Bechor is Hukdash. And then the Pidyon, you're thinking of, is the Pidyon from then. So ostensibly, the Bechorim actually get their Kedusha twice. The Dam Zvachim, though, challenges this, because he says, if you're talking about them getting their Kedusha from Makas Bechoros, which Bechor was killed in Makas Bechoros? Bechor Min Ha'av, Bechor Min Ha'im? And then when you do the Pidyon in the Midbar, it's Peterechem. That's Bechor Min Ha'im. So which Bechoros is it who we're kosher to serve? This becomes further complicated, the Dam Zvachim notes, because Hevel brought a Karban. And the Medrash says that Shem brought the Karbanos on behalf of Noach. But Rashi tells us Shem was not the oldest. Achiyev is Hagadol, that whole discussion. Shem is not the oldest. So how is Shem doing Avoda? How is Hevel doing Avoda when he's not a Bechor? So it's very sisterl. Our Mishnah says Bechoros doing the Avoda means Karban Sibur, not Karban Yachid. Which the Dan Zvachim rejects also, because there were no Karbanos Sibur at that time. So we're stuck with a big problem in terms of what these Bechoros were actually doing. There's more to see, but we have to wrap this. Kol HaKadshim, back in our Mishnah. Kol HaKadshim Shekdishin B'Sha'as Yisr HaBamos V'Ikrivan B'Sha'as Yisr HaBamos Mivachutz. If you dedicate a Karban when Bamos are Aser, and you bring it when Bamos are Aser outside, then you hit the jackpot. Harei Elu Ba'asei V'Lo Sa'asei V'Chayavan Olav Kareis. You violated everything. The Asei, Rashi says, V'Hevi Hashem, the mitzvah to bring it to Hashem. Lo Sa'asei, the Pasuk says, Shom Ta'alef for Shchita, and He Shomer Lachapen Ta'alef Lo Secha. We saw this in the previous parak. And Kareis also, Ve'al Pesach Ha'o'elo Heviyo, .. So they violated everything. What if, though, the two intermediate cases, Hikdishun B'Sha'as Heter Abamos, Ve'ekrivun B'Sha'as Yisr Abamos B'chutz. Let's say you dedicated it when Bamos were Mutter, and brought it when Bamos were Usser. Harei Elu Ba'asei Ve'lo Sa'asei, so you lose the first two, Asei and Lo Sa'asei, Ve'ein Chayavon Alein Kareis, but no Kareis. Hikdishun B'Sha'as Yisr Abamos, Ve'ekrivun B'Sha'as Heter Abamos. What if you did the dedication when Bamos were Usser, and you brought it when Bamos were Mutter? Harei Elu Ba'asei, Vein Ben Lo Sa'asei. Then it's only the Asei, because you shouldn't have dedicated it at that time. The Elu Kachim Kraven B'Mishkan. The following Kachim could only be brought in the Mishkan. They must be in the Mishkan. Kachim Shehukdashul Mishkan. First of all, Kachim that were dedicated specifically for bringing in the Mishkan. Karbanos Tzibur Kraven B'Mishkan. A Karban Tzibur had to be in the Mishkan. The Karbanos Hayachid B'Bama. An individual's private Karban could be brought on a Bama. Karbanos Hayachid Shehukdashul Mishkan. However, Karbanos Hayachid Shehukdashul Mishkan Yigrakubu B'Mishkan. If you had a private person's Karban that was dedicated at the time when you, and at the time of the dedication, you said it's going to be in the Mishkan, bring it in the Mishkan. The Mekriven B'Bama, Potter. But if you bring it on a Bama, then you're going to be Potter, because ultimately it was at a time when it was Mutter. Rashi explains, the Pasuk says, Vasisak Asher Nadarta, do as you vowed. So therefore, if you said at the time of the vow, I'm doing it in the Mishkan, it should be in the Mishkan. But if you didn't, if you did it outside, you're still okay. And we'll pick up with that, God willing, tomorrow. Thank you.